Hello, today is April 6, 2024, and today we have, I kid you not, the Emperor reversed. I can't make this up. I suppose they're made for each other, though. Yesterday's reversed Empress and today's reversed Emperor. Someone is losing power here, losing control, but no one can have power over you unless you give it to them. If she was bad mom, he is bad dad. If the Empress has the power over all four queens, the Emperor holds the power over all four kings, air, water, earth, and fire. That's a lot of power for one human, a lot of authority. He wears a long white beard, which in the upright would symbolize the experience and wisdom that comes with age, or should. He still wears his old battle armor under his royal purple and passionate crimson-red robes, although he doesn't move much from his stone throne these days, carved with four fierce ram's heads. Four is the number of stability and order. Solid, symmetrical, organized. His back is to a Grand Canyon-like landscape. The mountains are drying up from yellow to an ochre color, and we see a tiny bit of blue stream in the bottom of the left corner. What once was a mighty force, a raging river, is now nothing but a trickle. To see these two together, the Emperor and the Empress, in the reverse in as many days, may very well suggest a much bigger picture, as in deposing a monarch or a dictator. And the Emperor in the reverse, if nothing else, is a dictator, abusing his or her authority. In the reverse, he is clinging to whatever power he has left, like he's clinging to the arms of that stone throne, only to be crushed by the weight of it when we turn the card upside down. It's not pretty, not at all. This would be a father figure who traditionally represents the my house, my rules mentality, which serves us well, up to a point, until we grow up, get out into the world, discover ourselves, and start to live by our own rules. This does not at all sit well with a reversed emperor, who can be downright dangerous in his desperation to cling to control and power. The legendary soul singer Marvin Gaye comes to mind, who was shot to death by his very own father. Dark, I know. Let's get our heads out of that immediately. There is a quote from the I Ching I recall and am glad to be reminded of this morning, something about a fish coming up against a rock in a stream. The fish can't swim through it, can't move it no matter how many times he bumps his little fishy head up against it, like a ram, and so it swims over or around it. This is the best way to handle an abusive control freak. Think outside the box, because the box, that square, four-walled box, is all he's ever known. And the emperor before him, and the emperor before him.